Good morning, everybody. It's Sally here. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening in today. You are part of my show, and I'm so glad you are here. I'm dropping a super quick podcast this morning, but it is something that I need to share with you. It's about, as individuals, making sure that we have our own careers, passions, and joys. The reason I want to share this message with you is because so many people are ending up in relationships expecting their partner to make them happy or to fulfill something within them. And look, if we're looking for parts of ourselves to be taken care of by other people, we're going to be constantly disappointed, and we're putting expectations on the other person that they have a job to do. It's almost like saying, you know, I'm here in this relationship and your job is to make me feel a certain something, your job is to make me feel happy, complete, etc., right? And I want to share with you just quickly my story when I was in a relationship with somebody. And he just was not happy with his, say, career, the work he used to do every day. And I never realized it at the time, because I'd always had people in my life that were passionate about the work they did, or at least, you know, enjoyed life. So they never complained about their work, or they just were mostly people that enjoyed what they did. And I was in a relationship with someone, and there were lots of other things going on in this relationship. So I never really noticed just how unfulfilled this person was in his actual life. And once those issues were all cleared up, essentially, I started beginning, obviously, to see this person more and more for who he was. And the one thing that stood out to me was, the financial stuff maybe not where he wanted, but it was more than that, right? It was the fact that he was not happy with his life, with himself. And I had a job to do in that relationship. My job was to make him happy. It was never spoken about like that, of course, like it never is. But it was because he didn't have this huge part of his life where he was happy to get up and go to work and be successful and do all this, the things he, you know, that people, what we need to do as individuals. It was because that part of his life wasn't the way he wanted. It was then I then had to be that person for him. And if I wasn't behaving or doing what he wanted, he was so moody and draining, and it was so punishing. And I could never figure it out. It seems so obvious when I share this podcast, but I can tell you now, when you're living in this situation, it's difficult to notice, right? Why someone can be like this and what's wrong with them today? What's going on? And at the end of the day, it's called passion and purpose. It's called, you must have things in your life that you enjoy, that you, whether you've got a bunch of friends that you like to go and do a hobby with, whether it's a career you really enjoy, whatever it is, you have to have this part of your life that you are really happy about. And this person had one part of it, which was the sport, but then that started trickling off due to his other things, injuries. And so then he just didn't seem to be as happy at all. And it was incredibly draining and upsetting as well, because I could never figure out what was really going on. And then, like I say, when I stood back, I realized this person doesn't have joy and passion and purpose in his life. He every day, I remember I made a comment, did you have a good time? Did you have a good day at work? And his reply back is just work. In this tone as well, it's just work. Ugh. And it was just like this, I just realized, oh my gosh, this is what is going on here. This person, and it felt like there was a lot of resentment towards me as well, for whatever reason. I suppose, you know, I was working on projects, I was, you know, seeing friends and etc. And maybe unconsciously it just used to annoy him as well. Who knows? But the thing that I'm the reason I'm mentioning this is because I say it to you, beautiful souls, my clients. I say it
to everyone really is you must have things that you love to do with your life, right? You can't make the relationship all about the other person. But in saying that, we need to be with people that have their lives filled, that they are happy with themselves doing what they love. Your job isn't to go and fix that person because they're just not happy with their life. And if you're a positive person and you are, you know, you're sensitive to energy, which I very much am, and I think we're becoming more like this as the world wakes up as well, it's incredibly difficult to be around people that are very almost flatlining with their energy and just really negative. And of course, oftentimes these people won't acknowledge it. They project and they'll say it's this, it's that, and their issues are bigger than anyone else's, and they've got all these problems, all these, you know, but because they don't have the balance in their life, it just comes across as it's all like a poor me victim mentality. So I just wanted to hop on and share that with you, because if you're single, then when you eventually meet someone, like, get to know that person, make sure that they're doing what they love with their life, or if they're not loving their work, that they have got passions and joy that balances their life, and you're not going to have to carry that person's happiness, because it is a heavy weight to carry, my friends. It is so difficult. And if you and you yourself remember that another person cannot fill the void within yourself unless you fill that void with yourself. No, if you are not enough for you, no one else will be. You have to be happy right now in your life with your life, happy doing what you're doing. And like I say, if you don't have the ideal career yet, you at least have balance where you work out, you may have hobbies you love to do, you have a bunch of great friends, but there's balance, okay? That you're not looking to that relationship that is going to save you, fix you, heal you. It just doesn't work like that. I can't emphasize this enough. Like, it is the one thing that I'm becoming very clear on recently, probably because I'm writing these books, and then just reflecting on the relationships in my life that were working, the relationships that didn't work so well, and how I would definitely not let certain relationships go if I was the person I am today, because I'm much more healed in my mind now. And it's just interesting having that reflective look back and seeing, wow, those relationships were good pretty much because that person was really taking care of things. He was happy with his life. He was doing his thing. And there was no expectation for me to make him happy and vice versa. You know, and I know for me, I definitely was a person, and I will admit this freely, that I did expect a guy to make me happy when I was very young and I was coming out of my trauma of childhood. There, I didn't know any better. I believed a man, a relationship could make me happy. And of course, it was never the answer. Okay, you must be happy with yourself and have your own individual lives. So that is my message, guys. Take care of you. Find your passion. When you're with someone, you know, definitely make sure that they have got their own passions. And if you're with someone now that maybe isn't that way, and you know that that's something that needs to happen, have a conversation. Ask them about their future. What are your plans? What are your goals? Where do you see yourself in a few years' time? We want to be with people that raise our vibration, that raise our energy, that inspire us, that make us feel good. And people that have lives and are doing things with their lives, that is a great thing. Right. And it's just so interesting to now reflect and just to see what's happened in my own life. So anyway, guys, like I mentioned, super quick podcast today. Let me know what you think about this podcast. Let me know what you think about all my other 100+ episodes. I know they're making a difference because I receive so many of your emails every day. I literally like wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh my gosh, more emails about my podcast. This is beautiful. And I'm so grateful that I am being able to reach such a beautiful audience that I am helping you. Like, ask me anything, reach out, ask me about my new program. It's an incredible program. I put my heart and soul into this. It's one-to-one coaching. I am going to take this bigger into group coaching, possibly next year. And yeah, just ask me about that as well, guys. If you're ready to up level in your life, make massive changes, heal your relationship story, like heal your toxic situation and step into your power, step into your spiritual self, then definitely reach out, ask me about this program for 2020, and let's have a conversation. I would love that so very much. So have a wonderful day. You can reach me at hello@sallykalen.com. Go to my Instagram, Sally Kalen. Leave me messages. I will reply to all of you. Big love, everyone. I'll be back soon.